Passage number 17.
When Mr. Andrews left university, he got a good job in a big oil company. And after he had been there for a few years, he decided that he would like a change. He also wanted to get a more important position so that he could get more money, and perhaps also do more interesting work. So he put an advertisement in several newspapers, saying what experience he had had, describing the kind of job he had at that time, and the kind he would like to have. One of the answers he received was from another man who was looking for a job too. This man wrote to him, "Dear sir, when you get a new job, please be kind enough to give my name and address to your present employer, as I have been trying to find a position like yours for a long time."
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
Mr. Andrews was unemployed after he left the university.
Number 2.
Mr. Andrews was an ambitious man.
Number 3.
He preferred a quiet, easy job.
Number 4.
He was willing to take responsibility.
Number 5.
The man who wrote to him was satisfied with his own job at that time.
Number 6.
The other man was looking for a better job than Mr. Andrews was.